Potters, welcome to episode 178 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. This is our Halloween episode. Yay!
Spooky vision!
Your camera actually kind of fuzzed and zoomed out for a quick second. It was very well timed.
It wasn't intentional because now it's got to refocus.
I know.
Thanks,
camera.
Just
the whole Twilight thing was very well timed, yes. Anyways, we would like to give you guys, first and foremost, a disclaimer about this episode. This is our annual After Dark episode. What does that mean? It means that we will not be censoring this episode at all. So if you are listening to this episode at work, in front of children, in any place where you may or may not wish that we were our usual family-friendly selves, I highly suggest at this time that you guys plug in headphones or go listen to this in a place where you don't have to worry about us being censored. So you've got about 20 more seconds before, you know, things start flying. As we dive into this Halloween episode, we will be discussing on this episode our crazy and cool cosplay horror stories and basically anything else that comes up in this episode. For those who did not listen to last episode, if you did not hear our announcement, this is our final episode of 2018. We are not pod fading. We are not going away. We are simply taking a very, in my opinion, well-deserved break because we need a couple of months off to go take care of family and ourselves and all sorts of good things like that. So, of course, after this episode, we will see you guys back in the first weekend of 2019, where we will be beginning our seventh year of broadcasting. Oh my gosh!
Woo! Lucky us!
We've been around forever.
So long.
Yes. So, of course, we hope that you guys sincerely enjoy this episode, kick back with a drink of your favorite choice, and enjoy what is about to go down.
What's funny is that we call this After Dark and we're like, anything goes, but we still, I think maybe it's
very lukewarm.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just because of our general nature, and we know that we're going to be public facing. Like, we still tend to kind of hold ourselves in with our swearing and whatnot. Though yes. I will say that the outfits I found for the sexy costume stuff, you definitely don't want the kids watching that part.
Whatever people would like to do for Halloween, I support it. I would simply say that our top priority is that everyone is safe on Halloween. So please don't do anything, you know, uber risky or dangerous, because we want you guys to enjoy the holiday and come back in one piece. One healthy, hale, whole piece, please. So party on, dudes, but, you know, come back to us the next day.
And have fun.
Yes.
Enjoy the season, because it's the best time of year.
Yeah. I mean, the next day is Discount Candy Day. How can you not enjoy that?
I have that day off. I'm looking forward to it.
Go to the stores early for discounts on, you know, not just candy, but basically all things Halloween. So if you need to pick up accessories for, you know, certain cosplays, if you need to get things that you'll use year round, like prosthetics or spirit gum, do bear in mind that spirit gum does not stay good forever. Neither does liquid latex. So if you need to replenish those supplies, day after Halloween is not a bad idea, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend replenishing for next Halloween because they won't stay good that long. If you're going to use it throughout the year, that's different.
Even still, though, I would probably, on those stuff, spend a little bit more and get, like, the professional quality. Don't go for the party stores type. Like, it's good for one use, maybe.
Yes. I fully understand that basically anything, including the wigs that are there, are pretty much maybe one or two uses. But, you know, if you're going to be a Christmas elf at a Christmas party, you may as well.
Yeah, get the stuff that you need now instead of having to wait for it when it's at full price again. Or like, especially with like Spirit Halloween and Halloween City, their prop department has gotten really, really good and they have a lot more stuff. So now my thing is I'll go the day after Halloween to stock up on pieces so I can tear them apart and use them to make new things. I've got a blaster pistol that I want to make into a Mass Effect gun, so I got to do that soon.
Yep. Do remember that you can always take some of those accessories and pillage them for parts, including LEDs, if you want to make all of the rest of your stuff, you know, make noise and light up and that sort of thing. Sometimes they'll even have smoke machine props or fake flames. So if you need to have a costume that has a fireball wielder, or if you need to have, say, a smoking gun, be very careful with those. Please work with local law enforcement. Please stay within the law and all that good stuff. You know, these are not the days to be actually startling people, especially law enforcement. So please, you know, be good. But, you know, you guys know what we mean. It's a great way of picking up supplies that you will need at better than normal prices. That's all. I know I will be there the day after as well.
Heck yeah.
Looking at the accessories section. And sometimes it's nice just to have that one. I don't want to say cheap costume because they're actually getting decent about their quality.
They're getting really good about that stuff.
To have that one costume that you keep in case there's a spring up costume party of some sort, like if someone's having a birthday party and it's costume themed, it's nice to have something you can just pull out of the closet and throw on and go.
Or what a number of stores are doing now is they'll have casual Halloween wear. So like hoodies, sweaters, shirts, pants, just fun things that you can just put in your everyday wardrobe. Hence this. Hello. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice that there's more options available.
Yes. And speaking of costumes, perhaps we should have cosplay updates.
Cosplay updates. Yay.
This will be all you.
Okay, cool. Where do I start? Well, I can't really move the camera over for this thing because reasons and stuff. And I don't want you guys to see the messy side over here because you don't need to be seeing that. It's messy enough back here. You don't need to see it over here. So anyway, I finished cutting out all of my applique for Snow White. Yay! It's been a while and it's in waiting, and I've even labeled every bag so I know exactly where they're going to go on the dress because Lord knows I don't need to be messing all that around. I haven't had a chance to actually sit down and start attaching said applique because I found out a couple of days ago, I think it was a couple of days ago, that I got accepted for my costume with the Final Fantasy Fan Fest contest. So I'm one of the top 50 that will bring my costume with me to Vegas and be judged there. So that's kind of cool. But with that, it means I need to actually sit down and update the costume like I said I was going to and not be lazy about it. So for the last couple of days, I've been working on updating my shoes to boots. Yay! I now have boots. And meticulous hand sewing ensued. Oh my goodness. I still have to do some detail work. There's going to be fun little X's that go across this. And she has these weird tassels that float off on the side, but they're stiff. They're not like free-flowing tassels. I think they're going to be made out of craft foam because craft foam is life and I don't want it to weigh this sucker down. But I'm really glad that I saved all that fabric from my costume because, hey, now everything matches accordingly. But other than that, I just have to worry about updating the head accessories and the armbands, and then I'm cool. So it's small stuff. It won't take me very long. It's just, I'm just slowly working through it. I could probably be done by now, but life, work, things happen. Yay. And I've been streaming more of my cosplay stuff. So that's been fun too. And it's kind of nice being able to talk to people while you're working on stuff. It kind of keeps you motivated. And I've been enjoying that immensely. That's really it. Work's happened a lot.
It typically does around the holidays.
Right. Even Halloween time. So, and of course, I'm all dressed up for the occasion. We'll see how long I last in the wig, though, because, man, between the wig and this is where it's hurting. It's not the wig. It's this. And I have it at, like, max length, so I'm like, oh, crap. It's already bugging my head.
I'm dressed as the person getting over the flu.
Woohoo!
So as soon as this is done, I'm going back to bed. Hopefully this is my one and done for the season, you know, because work happens during the holidays, so just getting sick.
Unfortunately, which sucks, but at least you sound okay.
Yeah, I'm getting there, and at least it didn't happen, you know, right around a convention.
Yeah,
because that way I'm not patient zero, and I'm not, you know, having trouble recovering from a convention. Because
exactly.
That's usually what happens: is you either get sick right beforehand, or you get sick right as soon as you get home. So honestly, I've basically decided at this point I'm not going to finish Zelda. I'm just not happy with it. Period. So. I'm going to repurpose the underdress for Renaissance wear. In fact, I'll probably repurpose both of them for Renaissance wear and just kind of design a gown around it to utilize what I already have. So that's pretty much, I'm taking a break just like the podcast is. I will be focusing what I can on crafting and, you know, fingers crossed, because soon coming up is Extra Life.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a lot of fellow crafters that are going to be doing streams for Extra Life that I want to support. And that's usually the first weekend in November. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. Most of the time people will post on their social media when they're going to be doing their Extra Life runs.
Yeah, I've already done. Well, I'm not doing it this year, but I helped my brother and some of our friends with theirs last weekend. And I'll be helping them again, not this weekend, but the weekend after. So, yeah. Doing what I can, helping donate.
Yep. 'Tis the season for charity, and we fully support people doing work for charity, whether it's donating money, whether it's donating time, whether it's donating goods or services. You know, we have our own charities that we support. There are even cosplay-specific charities that are starting to definitely do a lot of good work in the community, and we support them too. So don't forget them this holiday season as well. All right. That said, why don't we move along into crazy and cool Halloween trends of 2018?
I think we'll start off with the crazy costumes first before we get to the cool costumes. We'll end on the high note. How about that?
That works for me.
So, the big offender this year in terms of like the worst sexy costumes or why things should not be sexy costumes was Yandy.com. And for those who don't know, Yandy is kind of like the premier kitschy costume website. Like anything goes, there are no limits. They are the people who did the Handmaid's Tale costume. So yes, it's all graviness there. So I found the list on BuzzFeed that was very appropriate, and it actually matched a lot of the things that I was finding for like the top 10 worst sexy costumes of this year. And I figured we'll go through the list and do what we do like we always do. And yeah. But the fun begin! So first off, it's the Shining Bright Pope costume, which in retrospect, I get that it's kind of playing off of the Met Gala's fashion show that they had, which was Heavenly Bodies, and it dealt a lot with Catholic themes, and they used a lot of gems and jewels and crystals. It didn't quite look like this, though.
Yeah, do bear in mind that while we do support people's ability to cosplay whatever you want for Halloween, there are some of these costumes that realistically have a time and a place, because not everybody will take it in the same spirit that you mean it when you wear it. This may be one of those.
Especially depending on what state you live into.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the Handmaid's Tale. Anything that plays on a religious or a political theme and twists it, basically either makes fun of it or is making a very overt statement, may not be the wisest thing to wear to a general party. I mean, if your friends are having a joke party, that's one thing. But some of these, people may get quite offended.
All right, I'm moving onward. So this one hits a little close to home. It's a small town Erica C., aka Eric Cartman from South Park.
Now that you've said that, now I see it.
Yeah. The thigh highs get me, though. First off, no thigh highs ever look that clean on a person ever. So I know that's got to be Photoshopped.
In all seriousness, like, his normal costume is perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
For either, I shouldn't say for either, for any gender.
For any gender. It's pretty straightforward. It's easy. It's comfortable. Anybody can put it together.
Mm-hmm. And many people have. There have been South Park groups at cons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was one of those that stood out to me. And I was like, oh, do we really need to have sexy South Park? It does its own thing. It doesn't need this, especially with an 8-year-old. Like, that's the thing. This is an 8-year-old kid, not an adult.
Wow.
Please don't make kids sexy. Please don't. Okay, so this one... Well, I appreciate the concept. I'm sure nobody will understand this. It's called prickly pear. Why would you want to be a prickly pear? What would convince you that this...
For the same reason people want to be a moth attracted to a lamp, I guess.
I guess. But secondly...
I mean, it's decently covering. It's modest.
It's decently covering. It's not that bad. The shoes are a bit much.
Well, I mean, a lot of these photos, you'll see people in platforms.
Oh, absolutely. Because I mean, that's the gimmick. That's part of the gag. But oh my goodness. But then how many people are going to recognize that this is a plant?
I honestly don't think anybody would recognize this unless you openly said so.
Right. So yeah, I was not feeling this one, but I can understand the popularity behind it. Now this,
That just looks weird.
it's called Kiss Me Frog. My thought is that maybe this is a play on the Princess and the Frog,
Yes.
especially since there's the crown on the head. But
Well,
oh my word.
it's a generic fairy tale. Just Disney Disneyfied it.
It
But
def
it doesn't seem to flow because of all the different textures. I mean, it makes it look interesting, but it doesn't make it look cohesive.
Right.
Especially the leg warmers.
It looks like it's trying to be rave gear.
Yes, that, yes.
There's so many layers here. I don't know where to go with it. All right. Prehistoric honey.
Okay, I've seen multiple takes on what are effectively barbarian babes. This is not the first. I can't say I've ever seen one quite like this.
It's different. It's very different. I don't know what to make of it.
In a way that honestly might be seen as somewhat offensive by some peoples who still live, with fur clothing.
True, yeah.
And honestly, like, is the Flintstones not good enough?
Well, I mean, you've got all the sexy Flintstone costumes on top of that, so pick your
I didn't want to
poison.
think about those.
They exist.
I don't know, it's the asymmetry kind of bothers me a little too.
Yeah, that kind of bugs me too.
I know that there are some costumes that have it, but just it doesn't seem right to me. But that's
Yeah.
just, my own preference visually.
Like, if there was a little bit more coverage, or if maybe if they went with a different concept, or I don't know, maybe instead of being a prehistoric honey, it was trying to be an animal instead. Maybe I'd be a little bit more okay with it.
It's a little hard to tell that that's meant to be what its title is.
Right? It's a cave woman, basically. Very sexy cave woman.
Yeah.
All right, Dalmatian dame costume. So clearly, this is supposed to be Cruella de Vil,
Okay,
but.
Cruella has a perfectly serviceable costume, as is,
It's a
honestly.
beautiful, awesome, badass costume. Like the dress is just bam, and she commands attention. It's great. And you have so many variations of her too now. I mean, you've got not just the original animated movie, you've got the live action, you've got a couple of video games, you've got some D Disney TV animations, you've got options. So why this?
And I think the red striping kind of takes away from it just a bit. I know it's meant to be highlighting and contrasty, but it doesn't match up with the original movies. And so if I saw this, I'd probably have to do a second or a third take before I could tell what it was supposed to be. The wig is very obvious, but
Yes.
the costume itself, not so much. Maybe it's just me.
No, it's not just you. It's like I understand what they were going for with it, and I could see the character, but I'm also like, the real Cruella de Vil is so much cooler than this. Why didn't you just take inspiration from that directly? And just, even if you did a very simple version of that dress, it would be just as amazing.
The mesh skirt's kind of weird.
Of course, the poop emoji. Why would you
This
want to dress like
one
poop?
you could probably see coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the same reason that they have poop emoji pillows
Yeah,
or
and
any of the other merch.
they have the big costumes, like the actual ones that are in the outline of the poop emoji, and you stick yourself into it and you're like, oh, I'm the poop emoji, yay. But it's like, why sexy poop emoji? Who wants to be sexy poop? I'm sorry, what? That's not fun. That's not cute. It's just gross.
Whatever floats their boat.
It's a very simple one piece,
or
at least.
The poo in the bowl, you know.
Right. Giggity.
Anyways.
All right, the Dare Bear costume.
Okay, this offends me on two levels. One is because I have very fond memories of Care Bears. Thank you very much.
Same.
And I do not like this take on that. I don't even like the fact that the name references it. But two, what the hell?
Look at all the bears on her boobs. Oh my God.
Well, just throwing little plush bears on a costume, it doesn't do anything. That looks absolutely nothing like a bear at all.
No. And not even a reference to any of the Care Bears. Like, it's not even remotely close, which is probably a good thing. I think I would hate it more.
I'm not sure I can dislike that more.
I'm going to go with the comments on this. WTF is this? Why are there stuffed animals on your boots and your boobs?
No. All right. Just no.
Now, Pizza Rat, we've done this one before, but it's still apparently popular. I don't know why. I'm guessing because of simplicity steak?
Yeah, very potentially. And just, it's another one of the corset-style costumes.
Yeah.
But honestly, the pizza pointing to where it does.
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's not even an excuse to do pockets, which you can tell because her hand is stuck into part of one of them.
Mm.
Not worth. No, just no.
Happy Halloween. Oh, the sexy devil romper.
This has the same problem as the frog one.
I know, but look where the eyes are located on this. It's like, hi,
that's purposeful.
This is where the attention is. I didn't even read the comment. Elizabeth Hurley and Bedazzled would burn this to the ground.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You would. Because, yeah, I mean, why go this insane? Again, it's like trying to be rave gear.
It seems to be a popular theme this
year. It's just not kicking in. It's like they're not adding all the right components to make it fit. It's just, oh, man. Just buy some devil horns.
I don't understand.
I do not understand. I do not want. All right. So cozy orange fish. Yes, that would be Nemo.
I don't see why that's a thing. The costume isn't quite as flashy as some of the other ones.
The bottom is way too short.
Yes, the bottom is short, but it's not as showy.
Yeah. And as a one piece, honestly, if that were longer, or maybe if it was done like a onesie.
That's kind of the impression I'm getting, is it's almost like a romper.
Yeah. Like, I think I'd be way more okay with that, because then that looks like it'd be comfortable to kind of lay around in.
I mean, if they wanted to just extend the legs down for pants, it's Kigurumi, basically.
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, it's not bad. It's just that length, it does not work. And I'm also wondering about how far up it zips, because it's really kind of hard to tell in this image if it's meant to zip that low or if you can actually close it.
I think that's probably zipped up as far as it goes, right at her clavicle.
Mm.
Because it doesn't look like there's necessarily much zipper up further than that, because I can see the end of the hood.
Right.
Right before it goes down, so.
Yeah,
if
that went up a little bit more, I think I'd be more okay with it.
Just remember, kids, most of these costumes, it's very wise if you can sit down in them without flashing people.
And apparently fish are sexy.
They think you can make anything sexy.
Candy,
hold the next one.
Yeah, the broomstick's probably sexy. Reindeer romper. And once again, we have
rave gear.
Rave gear. This is not a romper, though. This is a leotard.
It's a swimsuit, effectively.
Yeah, it's a swimsuit / leotard. It is not a romper.
I think the hat is kind of cool.
The hat is kind of cool. Like, I'm not going to, I have no problems with the hat, but it's just the rest of it. Oh my goodness. You're not even wearing a costume. You're wearing a swimsuit. Just go to the pool.
Weighted, then yes, but it is very clearly suited.
It is. It's just, ugh. Wonder how long that would last. I'm actually kind of curious about the reindeer in the middle. Like, I wonder how that's stitched down. It's probably heat and bond.
That's assuming that it's stitched down.
Right.
Well.
Ugh.
I'm probably heat and bond. Anyway.
All right. So the happy mouse.
Oh my God. Like, next. No. No.
Yes. The leg things is the thing.
Can someone in the audience tell me, are leg warmers suddenly a thing? Like, genuinely, is this a thing that I just have been living under a rock and did not see?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm not too sure what the trend is for costumes or fashion, but apparently the sexy stuff is all about the leg warmers, fuzzy leg warmers.
I have not noticed this on any other costume when I see commercials for these sorts of things, like at Target or Party City or Spirit or anything. Nobody has leg warmers on any of these other costumes. So
yeah,
how is this a thing?
Apparently it's a thing with Yandy, and it must sell well for these to be the top hits. This is just like, why?
No,
this
next.
Is what ruins childhoods, not Transformers. Okay. Peacock Diva.
Okay, that is based on the Yaya Han costume.
Totally. Except hers is a billion times better.
Guys, go make hers.
Just make hers. She has a pattern out for it.
Yeah, she does. You can get it on sale. I believe it's a Simplicity pattern. No, I think she works with McCall.
McCall's.
You can get those on sale for $1.99 when they go on sale.
Plus, she has her fabric line that has some really cool peacock colors. That would be ideal for it. And there's some that I want to personally pick up. So do that instead. Don't buy this. Amber's continuing to shake her head.
All of these just make me shake my head. Let me guess. Leg warmers? Yeah.
More leg warmers. Now this, given the context of this, because this is an elephant, I think the leg warmers make sense.
That I can see.
I think it's kind of a clever way of making the elephant feet work. The rest of it, I hate. Just straight up hate.
Wow. I'm also noticing there's a lot of pom-poms.
Yeah.
There's pom-poms on everything.
I usually associate pom-poms with girlish or childish things. I don't think of them for adults.
I associate it with the 80s, along with the leg warmers and everything else.
Maybe that's what it is. It's just the 80s are making a comeback. All right, so that's the end of this list, and so we're going to move on to the next set, which is some male costumes. Get ready for the spit takes. They're bad. They are bad.
Okay, I'm leaving my, get well juice off to the side.
Good call. So this is a top seller for men's this year, and it's called Snake Charmer. I know. Amber's trying so hard not to head desk.
I don't even want to look. Like, in all honesty, there is not a private party I would ever see this as appropriate.
Right?
Even at a friend's private party. Like, no. I realize these are jokes. These would be better as memes than costumes. And even then, I still wouldn't approve of them as memes either.
We as a society have
not
evolved.
Have words.
Yeah, I noticed that. We as a society has not evolved in our Halloween costumes. We're still falling back on the same old tropes, the same old stereotypes, the same old sexy things. And it's just like, guys, there's so many cool things we can do now. And I'm actually going to show a lot of those cool things later. Like I said, we start out bad. We end with the coolness.
Move on, please.
We're moving on. Okay.
I'm carefully not looking at that.
I told you, this is what's popular this year. This is what's popular. This is what sells. And that's the scary part. Hey, After Dark. Woohoo. I know.
We did warn you guys.
It doesn't get better. It's just, why?
I literally do not have words for this.
Amber has no words.
I'm trying to not even look because I would be blushing so hard.
Oh.
We spend so much time in society trying to avoid this sort of thing. Like, people genuinely get worked up about this sort of thing.
Right?
Being on people's computers and people's televisions and in books and magazines and things, and people are horrified. And then they make Halloween costumes and suddenly it's okay?
And it's weird. It's like we're in this weird space where there are a number of people who say we shouldn't do that because it's wrong, it's offensive, it's blah, blah, blah. But then there are other people who are like, it's just Halloween, no big deal. Like, there's no happy medium for this. And I think we need to get to a point where we have to have a happy medium, because this is just downright just bad. It's not just bad taste, it's just bad.
Remember, kids, the original point of Halloween, way back in the day, was that angry spirits were going to come and take you away to the other world. The whole point of disguising yourself was so that the spirits wouldn't recognize you and wouldn't pay attention to you and wouldn't take you away to the other world. These costumes would draw so much attention to you, it's ridiculous. The spirits would totally take you away.
Spirits would take these people away.
Halloween was originally meant to not draw attention to yourself. Yeah, don't zoom in, please, no.
Oh, no, that was on accident. It was on accident.
Please don't zoom in on that. Next.
Okay, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. Again, this is what's selling. This is what's popular. But you can hand wash this. All right, I'm going to move on. The last ucky one. And this one's back to the women. Thankfully, I have not seen a whole lot of sales on this. This just randomly popped up in the searches. And I was like, why is this a thing? Oh, my God. But of course, it's a thing. Amber has given up.
I've given up on Halloween.
But wait. I have things that might make it better. I have things that may make it better. I have things that I will try to help make it better.
I'm waiting for it to get better. Proceed.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with the cool stuff. These are the top-selling costumes for all the cool things that are going on that are not sexy related. It's just cool, awesome, great, amazing things. First one that came up was, of course, Fortnite. The game is incredibly popular this year, and with how quickly it's grown, I mean, you've got all of the t-shirts, you've got supplies, you've got the Funko Pops, and they have their own costume line that is available for kids as well as adults. They also have props. They even have the blow-up bus that you can put as decorations. They've got the little bombs. They really outdid themselves this year, and it's a popular costume. It's a popular game. And what I love about these costumes, let me scroll back up, is just how creative and weird and unique they are. They're not about, you know, trying to show off your body. It's not about being sexy or what's short. It's just being as crazy as you want to be. And I think that's cool. It's really neat to see that this is popular and that people are buying them up like crazy.
And note that these aren't just, you know, standard $15 costumes.
Mm-mm.
Yes, they're a little bit more expensive, but the quality on these is much better than kids' costumes used to be.
Oh, absolutely. They've definitely improved in the quality all around. Like, even if you ever get a chance to go to Spirit and check out the official Overwatch costumes, like, the Wings for Mercy are pretty legit. They're all, I mean, yes, they're not going to be the full-size wings, but just for Halloween night, they're really good. Very nice.
And they've got the accessories to match, too.
All right, so the next popular costume is, of course, Black Panther. Big movie this year, one of the top selling for Marvel. And I like that they have a variety of costumes. So it's not just Black Panther, but they got his sister, they got the female warriors, they got a good mesh of stuff, but they got the masks. And it's just really cool and nice to see that they have so many options. I didn't think they would have any of the female costumes, but they do.
They have the villains too.
They have the villains too. It's so nice. It's refreshing.
I'm really happy that they have the variety in here that they do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I think it sets a good example, honestly, for kids, you know,
yes.
that anybody can be a superhero and that there's a superhero for everybody, or at least they're getting there. Obviously, some groups are not yet represented, but they're getting there.
All right. Yeah. So the next one I'm going to move on over to Edna Mode from The Incredibles. The Incredibles 2 released this year, and this is a popular costume. And I thought, well, this is just really simple and easy. If you get the right wig and the right glasses, you can just, you know, thrift shop the rest of it. But she's such a fun character, really great to act out and be boisterous.
And it's a good wig.
Yeah, and this is so quirky. I love the fact that it's just a non-traditional character that's selling really well. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a costume that you can wear out in public, say if you're going to a bar for a Halloween party with friends, I mean, this is something you can wear out in public.
Yeah, or, you know, a work costume party or something.
As long as work allows it, obviously.
As long as work allows it.
Yeah, work with your place of employment, but yeah. Very straightforward.
Oh, yeah. I like it a ton. Okay, and then up next, Riverdale. Again, did not expect this to be a popular costume. Didn't even expect there to be costumes of it available at commercial retailers, but it's there. It's available. Riverdale is a CW show. I think it's CW. I'm pretty sure it's CW. But it's based off, yeah, it's based off of the Archie comic series, and it's kind of a new, darker spin on it. But again, it's cool to see that there's actually like costumes and wigs available. It's like, oh, all right. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be modern and hip now. Sweet.
There's a really wide variety of these things.
Now, this one is going to be a little bit more pop culture-y, but I think that this is a much better couple than doing some of the other pop culture ones. And this is Harry and Meghan Markle because they got married this year, royal wedding. That's a big deal. And especially with her pregnancy news, that's going to be a big costume. But this gives you an opportunity to really dress up and do some fun, unique things. You can take an old wedding dress and use that. You can make a fake baby bump. You can get a crazy hat because the English always wear those fun, amazing hats for their events. And it's neat that people are thinking outside of the box and they don't have to go to a retailer to buy this stuff. They just want to do their own thing using what they have at home. And it's like, hey, cosplayers do that too. Sweet.
If you look at Simplicity and McCall, I think it's Simplicity, they've already started doing mock-up patterns of her dresses.
Nice.
Now, granted, they aren't in the cosplay section. If you're looking to do that sort of thing, they're actually in the evening section, the evening gown section.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll find the ones for her dresses that she's been wearing lately. As far as his coat, I'm pretty sure that's going to be cosplay.
Oh, more than likely.
Military coat.
Very military. I think there's maybe a pattern with McCall's cosplay line that's kind of similar. You'll have to do some tailoring and fancying it up, but
McCall has a Civil War era coat pattern. It is currently out of print. I actually have it.
Mm.
It's really easy to work with, though. It's a double-breasted coat pattern.
But yeah, I was kind of happy to see that this was a popular costume for this year, especially for couples.
Yes.
All right, another one. This I don't know if you know about. This is a Netflix series called Glow. It's about a bunch of 80s female wrestlers as they were breaking onto the scene. It's a fun show, and what I love about these costumes is that they're really colorful, they're clever, they're bright, and you can just go crazy and be creative. You can go full out 80s and it'll still be tasteful and fun.
Now, granted, if you want to truly rock out with the 80s, you can always go for Jem and the Holograms.
Oh, absolutely. Like Jem, my girl, all the way.
This reminds me very much of Jem and the Holograms.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly reminiscent of it. But it was nice to see that, again, another homemade costume that people are just getting leotards from whatever store and then just dazzling them up themselves. I'm like, that's fun and it's smart. You can be your favorite wrestler from that series. And of course, as always, the Spider-Mans. Look at how many suit options there are. My lord.
There's all the different variety versions of Spidey and all the different villains that have been in Spidey.
Mm-hmm.
There's always Spider-Gwen and Mary Jane for the ladies. And there's pretty much something for everybody within the comics realm.
And I like that they have the tank tops and such too. So if you want to do the casual stuff, you can do the casual.
Yep. I mean, basically with all of the Avengers and the tie-in movies that they've had lately, there are options for pretty much everybody at this point.
Which is awesome. But Spider-Man, out of all the other superheroes, with the exception of Black Panther, is a big seller for this year.
And I figured it would be, along with maybe Star Wars and Jurassic Park.
Star Wars did not make the list this year. Actually, Jurassic Park beat them out. A lot of it has to do, thankfully, to the blow-up costumes, particularly the blow-up T-Rex, which is everywhere. But now they have other ones. They have the Triceratops. They have a pterodactyl. I think they have one from the latest movie. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know, we'll be seeing it all.
Oh, yeah, tons of those, which is, I'm okay with that.
Okay, the Yoshi is adorable.
Isn't that cute? It's just so simple and dorky. I love it. And they even have a little backpack, too. Like, how cute is that? I want that. I would love to have that as a kid. But yeah, like, they even have, like, little plush onesies that are part of the Fortnite crew that are kind of dinosaur-inspired. Mm-hmm. They got a one-piece for toddlers. And there are other websites. Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. there are other websites that are actually selling the Jurassic Park employee outfits. So you can get like the full gear from the last couple of movies. So it's like, okay, you got that as an option too. So you can have like a whole themed party easy.
Oh yeah.
And then the last big one is, of course, Hocus Pocus. It's just bananas because it's Hocus Pocus.
The patterns came out this year. Mm-hmm. So that if you want to make your own version of it. Now, they don't call it Hocus Pocus probably because of licensing issues, but the pattern does exist, I believe, at Simplicity as well.
Yeah, the only official locations to buy merchandise so far is Disney and Spirit Halloween, which is why you can see that makeup tutorial. Spirit has a bunch of really fun, cool, neat things, like between the glassware, and then you have the pillows, and then you just have some signage. They've got everything you possibly need for Hocus Pocus stuff, which is kind of cool. And honestly, the costumes themselves are pretty neat. I mean, for what you're getting out of them, they're pretty neat. If I had two other people to dress up with me, I'd probably get one of those. I mean, that seems like it would be a load of fun. And everybody knows who you are.
They've shown up at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's really funny to see the reactions of people.
So yeah, even in the midst of all the sexy costumes, most people are still gravitating towards all of this fun, cool, new stuff, which is so exciting to see. And it makes me really happy to see kids embrace these things, especially when they come into my door wanting candy that I'm like, oh, hey, you're a stormtrooper. Here's 5 bags. All right. Enough of the screen share. Yay. Back to normal mode. Woohoo. As you can see, I took off my wig because I told you it was going to hurt my head. Didn't take long. But now it's weird because I have green eyebrows. So whatever.
Halloween has a lot of weird things.
Okie dokie. So with that, do we want to move on to our next segment?
Yes. Bear in mind, guys, that we are not doing an after session this episode, and that's simply because this one's going to go on for a little while. So this is basically an episode and an after session in one.
Woohoo!
You get two for the price of one.
I'm cool with that.
So, speaking of our next section,
yes,
we ask you guys in the audience to go ahead and post to us your cosplay horror stories, of course, that you are willing to share, so that we could discuss them and share them with the rest of you guys. Now, we have shared some of our own cosplay horror stories, but we wanted to get you guys to share some of yours using the scariest font ever designed. Let me guess, Comic Sans?
Ding. But it's only on this one panel because, Lord help me, I would not use it all the way through. I would just maim myself.
Comic Sans isn't that bad.
Comic Sans is a nightmare. I hate it. But I'm in graphic design, so there you go.
We are sorry, you guys.
No, you're not.
Anyways, basically what we're going to do is, for those who are watching the video version of this podcast, you guys are going to see an awesome slideshow.
Woo-hoo!
And you guys are going to see the text of the stories up on the screen so that you may read them if you wish. For those listening to the podcast in the background while you are working, we are going to read them to you.
Best of both worlds.
Indeed. All right, so let's do this. All right. So I guess I will start with this one.
Go for it.
Now, this one does not have an author attached, so we will say that it is currently anonymous.
Yeah, and this is what I'm going to tell everybody. I have went ahead and made all of them anon because we only had two people decide to actually give their names, which I was like, it's fine. Let's just make everybody anon. And the only changes that I've made to this were some spelling checkups and then just some punctuation fixes. I didn't change any of the stories. None of the content has changed. It's all the same. It was just making it easy for everybody to read so that way they can follow along.
All right. So I will start off by reading this for you guys. I had a wardrobe malfunction during a photo shoot, and this one guy kept hovering around the shoot, trying to take video for his cosplay music video. Made the mistake of having my skirt from my sorceress, Dragon's Crown, cosplay hold together via snap. It kept popping open. It felt like forever trying to make my way back to my room to change. After I got rid of the creeper guy, more friends kept stopping me to chat. Kept conversations brief so I could hurry back. Made it in the stairwell, and the skirt popped open one last time while a chick was going up the stairs. She didn't react or say anything. Luckily, the room was by the stairwell. I booked it to my room and didn't bother to put the skirt back on. OTL.
Which basically, I love snaps. Do not use them for important pieces of your costume, particularly skirts.
Okay, creepers are something I am constantly worried about if ever I am wearing a costume that has any sort of skirt or bodysuit.
Right.
No matter how it's held together. It could be stitched together so that I literally can't take it off and I'd still worry about it.
I do too, every freaking time, which is why I bring the accessory of a man.
Creepers can be a little hard to get rid of, but you know, we always encourage people to, you know, use the buddy system, talk to con security staff, you know, have some sort of system where you can flag down a nearby, you know, helper. Mm-hmm. Because usually if we see somebody in distress, you know, we can help and, you know, pretend to be that friend. But we have to know that somebody needs it. And snaps are a wonderful thing. As long as you know that the snap isn't going to fail.
Use your snaps wisely. They do have very heavy duty snaps. I actually have one for my Blake costume for her weird best thing. It works beautifully. I've never had an issue with it, but that's one that I had to buy special pliers for to press it into the fabric. It is super heavy duty. It will not come off. You can use those for your skirts, but if you want those simple, like, sew-in snaps from Joann's or Hobby Lobby, don't do that for your skirts.
It's usually not wise to use those in areas if you are concerned that there might be problems. Like, even with babies onesies, I know that they have snaps down there so you can change diapers.
Sure.
For adults, you probably don't want to do that. I know it makes it convenient, but...
Yeah. It doesn't really work that way. Like, even with the sailor fukus, because I know a lot of ladies like to do it where they have snaps down there, so that way it's easier for them to take it off to go to the bathroom. I have that too, but mine are heavy duty snaps just for, yes, you know, precaution. But if you're using a costume for like a contest where you're trying to do changes in and out of costumes, or you're wanting to do a transformation sequence, yeah, snaps make perfect sense in that case because you want it to easily come off so you can transform and yay. So there's definitely uses for it. You just got to know which snaps work best for certain things.
This is also one of those times where, you know, saying no means no. Yeah. So if they don't want you around taking footage for your cosplay music video, maybe you shouldn't.
All right. So next one. So I went to my first con a few years ago. I wasn't brave enough to dress up, so I wanted to take pics, etc. I saw a really amazing Doctor Who cosplay, so I asked him for a hug and a pic. He was really enthusiastic about it, and we had a pic ready to go until I heard a gruff, "Hurry up, other people want a hug too." This large middle-aged lady in a tight-ass tank top was giving us this glare. I think we all know what that glare is. Legit, the cosplayer went from happy to miserable as soon as we took a pic. Like, holy cow, the cosplayers aren't props, they're people. Don't demand physical contact, you have to ask. He definitely didn't give up a hug for her. This year I'll be doing a dress-up cosplay and I hope that I'll be fine. I'm sure you will be. Those situations are rare, but when they do happen, it's kind of abrasive and it sets you off and you're like, what's going on? What?
Most cosplayers are really nice about it if you ask them for a photo. Some may not be quite as enthusiastic about a hug depending on how comfortable they are with physical contact or if there are other issues like spinal stents and such where you can't hug them. So,
or if you got a really big bulky costume and you know it's just not possible for you to give a hug, even if you want to give one. Yeah.
Because you don't want to damage the costume and you don't want to hurt the person.
Right.
And you definitely don't want to be pushy about it. Especially if there are other cosplayers. Most cosplayers, if you ask them for a picture and everybody else is taking a picture and then somebody else wants a picture and then somebody else wants a picture, they'll usually patiently wait for you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to push yourself in there and go, well, other people want a picture too. You don't have to do that. Most of the time, they might grumble a little bit if they've been there for like 10 minutes taking all these pictures. So please be understanding, but generally you don't have to be pushy.
Right. Thank you for that story.
These are good.
Yeah.
These are really good stories. All right. I cosplayed Shanoa from Castlevania, Order of Ecclesia. I'm probably mispronouncing some of these. I'm sorry. It was my first time making armor. Her dress is open back. She wears a massive breastplate that has connecting hip armor. Throughout the day, I notice the ties to the top of my dress are visible when I look down. After 15 minutes, I decide to adjust in a bathroom stall. As soon as I close the door to the stall, dress and everything falls.
Oh, man.
Luckily, I packed safety pins. Everything stayed afterwards. I'll eventually repair that cosplay. I have had this happen to me. And it's one of the most embarrassing things that you can really think of. And I'm really glad that the safety pins worked for you. Because they don't always work depending on what you're pinning together, especially if there's any sort of weight to it, like breastplates and such.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one of those times where, like, attaching armor and dresses and such. When I made the dress for Final Fantasy Dissidia, it's a open, backless, strapless dress. I didn't want to wear Cosmos at all. I was too afraid that something exactly like this would happen, and it has no ties. There is nothing holding that thing up except one's bust.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared to wear those kind of things. Oh, I'm terrified.
You just have to kind of, it's like a hope and a prayer and lots of double stick tape.
It has to be really good tape too, because the cheaper stuff, as I found out, from experience, does not last long.
It doesn't last long at all. You have to get the good stuff. This kind of happened to me at Acon the year that I was wearing Rydia. Everything was fine. I had no problems with it. I went up to my room temporarily to go get my nice camera because I was going to run backstairs, take some photos with some friends. And as soon as I got upstairs and I was just taking off the cape real quick, the bodice was held together with a zipper because I thought that would be easier for me to put on and take off. And out of nowhere, the zipper fell off its track and broke and the whole thing slid off my body. I was like, this was the first time I had ever worn it. I have never had a single issue with the zipper ever. This is the first time that's happened to me. But I just kind of looked down and went, well, that just happened.
Better in the hotel room.
Right. And at that point, I knew safety pins were not going to keep it together because it's so form-fitting. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to change. Hate when that happens. Okay. I was cosplaying as Prompto with my friend as Noctis. Final Fantasy 15, by the way. A much younger Noctis cosplayer. They looked to be about 13, 14, whereas we're in our mid-20s. Came up to us and said their Prompto really wanted to meet us. He followed this Noctis cosplayer over to their group of friends. Introduced ourselves to the other Prompto, took some selfies, had some laughs. Apparently, the kids felt super comfortable around us because they then proceeded to pull out their sketchbooks and show us the explicit fan art they'd drawn while loudly describing each pornographic scene in detail. Needless to say, my friend and I exchanged a look of abject horror and hightailed it out of there, torn between feeling utterly skeevy and biting down the urge to call their mothers.
Can't say I've ever had this experience.
I haven't, but oh my goodness.
I would agree that this is a cosplay horror story.
This definitely hits home for horror stories. Oh my lord.
I'm beginning to wonder if those kids were just looking for an excuse to show their art around, because most people that I know don't carry around fan art with them.
Right?
Like, people will do fan art at the artist alley tables. They don't generally carry it around, unless it's a purchase, of course. But I mean, here it says that they've drawn it. So I get the feeling they wanted to show off their art.
Yeah, and I think because they were like, well, these guys are cosplaying just like us, so they probably would really, really like this. People, fair warning, not everybody likes that type of stuff.
Everybody has different tastes in fan fiction.
Yes. Oh my. That definitely, you know, wins the cosplay horror story.
There's a reason, like, those things are 18 plus.
Right.
All right. Next story. I was cosplaying a popular children's show character, Buster from Arthur. Arthur is a great show.
It is.
A mom tried flirting with me in front of her child after taking the photo. What you doing later? Want to grab a coffee?
I think what makes it better is the fact that this is a character from Arthur. That's just not skeevy or creepy whatsoever. Amber has no words.
I can't. Well, I'm trying to fathom what must have gone through the kid's mind. It doesn't say how old the child is, granted. So if they were very young, they may not have known. But
right.
At least for mostly younger kids, basically, when they see their character, it's like coming to life for them. It's a very realistic portrayal.
Yeah.
And I can understand wanting to interact with that character as though they were real, but maybe flirting isn't quite the thing you want to be doing, because that kind of plants ideas in kids' mind for proper interaction with said character. Maybe there'll be fan fiction.
That's what fan fiction's for, an art. Alrighty. Next one. I was attending several cosplay events close to Halloween. Woo, Halloween! I work at the office of my apartment complex, meaning if I order a package, I have to go to work to pick it up. Somehow, something I ordered arrived on a day I was in Finn from Adventure Time. The office would be closed before my event that day ended, so I decided to go pick it up in the cosplay. No big deal, because it's close up to Halloween to think too much of a costume. I had even mentioned I was going to wear Finn for Halloween. Regardless, I walked into my workplace and there was a line at the front desk. I know that things get crazy, so I wanted my coworkers to help out the guests first. However, several people kept coming up to me asking, "Sir, how can we help you?" They didn't realize it was me until I gave them my ID to pick up my package. After that, we all just laughed it off, but I still can't get over how funny it is that the people who see me every day for hours can't recognize me in a wig.
I don't know about you, but I feel really awkward going into standard public places in cosplay.
Yes.
Just because of the weird reactions that you get from people, even if it's expected. Like, if you go into your local grocer on Halloween to pick up candy for the kids, they still kind of give you funny looks if you're in a
costume. Because usually you save that stuff for, like, when you're going to the party.
And usually the costumes aren't flashy. They're not necessarily attention-grabbing costumes. Like, I know a couple of years ago, I was going to go to the Renaissance Festival, and you can buy tickets at some of your local grocers. And I was so, not wanting to go into the store to buy the tickets that I actually ended up paying the couple extra dollars and bought it at the fair itself, because I was in costume. And it was bad enough that I had to go out and pump gas in my car in costume and deal with that I didn't want to have to also go into the grocery store and deal with that while in costume. I was just like, no, I'll just pay, you know, a couple extra dollars and just go to the place where I'm expected to be in costume and not get the weird reactions.
I have a very odd feeling for our Halloween party at work. I'm planning to dress up as Wednesday Addams. I don't think people are going to be able to recognize me because of the wig. I think that's going to freak people out. And that's just going to amuse me. Like, really? You see me every day for 10 hours and this bothers you?
For some people, it's actually the greatest compliment to them if they can do such a good job with their makeup and wig work and prosthetics that you cannot recognize who they are. That's actually a really big compliment.
I take that as a huge compliment whenever people tell me, oh my God, I didn't recognize it was you. I was like, thank you. I did it right. I love this one.
All right. So I was with my friend. We were walking down the many sidewalks trying to get to the nearby Barnes & Noble so I could read manga. Why I didn't just do it at the con? IDK. Well, I was wearing the... I don't know if that's orally or O-R-L-Y. I don't know if that's an acronym that you pronounce.
Yeah, it's O'Reilly. Yeah, just say it that way.
Okay. The O'Reilly hat I had just bought over my Haruhi Suzumiya costume. I put my hands in the hat, gloves, and started bouncing around like an idiot shouting, I'm the Easter Bunny. Give me chocolate. Just as this young couple and their little toddler and baby walk by. The baby was like, whoa, the whole time and kept staring at me. So I waved. The couple hurried past.
Cosplay theories, this is what happens when you go out in public.
And see, this is one of those kind of more casual cosplays. I mean, I'm assuming that it's the standard Haruhi Suzumiya costume that's the uniform.
Yeah.
It looks pretty standard. It's school uniform. And so you just suddenly start acting like a crazy person.
People are going to look at you funny.
I can understand the reaction a little bit. That would be any costume, though, realistically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure afterward, the cosplayer was like, oh, well, now I'm just embarrassed.
Well, I mean, some people might think it's funny if that's kind of the reaction they're going for. It's one of those prank type things.
Oh, yeah. But still, really funny. All right. So yeah, as Halloween Town Sora, I had my share of fangirls, one of which ran up to me, asked for a hug, which I said yes to. She hugs me tightly and kind of gets a confused look on her face. She then proceeded to grope my chest and her jaw dropped. I'm sure mine did. You're a girl. I just kind of nodded. Yeah, I am. Yay for passing for a guy. I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay. This is not okay.
This
is not okay. Even if you like double take and don't know what someone's gender is, you do not grope them. That is not okay in any circumstance. This is for girls, guys, and everything in between and around it.
Right?
No.
No touchy.
It's an unspoken rule that if you want to crossplay, that's fine. No questions asked. I mean, you can ask if they're a girl or a guy or a given, you know, gender, but it's also kind of considered a little bit rude, but you definitely don't touch.
Yeah, no touchy. Touchy is a no-go.
Yeah.
But props to them for being so believing that they thought that they were really a guy. That's a good crossplay. Sora is not easy to pull off, especially because he's not a very feminine figure.
Right.
So to be able to dress yourself up and to do the makeup to look convincing like a guy, good on you.
Speaking of crossplay.
Oh, yeah.
One of my female friends is a really convincing crossplayer. And I do remember an incident when she was cosplaying as KH2, that's Kingdom Hearts 2, Riku, and calmly walked into the women's toilets and got screamed at and had bags thrown at her because everyone thought she was actually a guy. XD.
I have seen this happen before where women walk into the bathroom and their crossplay is so good people thought that they were actually men. And I was like, no, that's a lady. Really good makeup.
This can be a little bit of a touchy situation given what trans people face currently in society, because this happens in real life too if you are in transition, and some places have rules on which bathrooms you can use, and sometimes it is not the one that you are currently taking as your gender. And this is also one of those problems at conventions, because there is so much crossplay.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if you kind of think about it, I mean, you're in the bathroom to use the toilet. Does it really matter?
No, it really doesn't.
I mean, you're there to go in the toilet and then wash your hands and go. I wouldn't really care otherwise. I know at cons it's different because you can go and freshen yourself in in the bathroom and, you know, redo makeup and, you know, basically that sort of thing. But still, like, bags thrown at you? What? That there are more polite ways of handling it, like alerting the hotel, maybe?
Right. Okay, I think that's the last one.
Yes.
Yes, that is the last one. So let me go ahead and hit El Stoppo. Stoppo! Yay! Cool stuff.
The worst horror stories. I only had two, and I know that one of them is when I wore Athena and I couldn't go to the bathroom at all, and I had to stand for 5 hours because I couldn't sit either.
Right.
I couldn't eat, and I couldn't drink, and I was miserable. And then, of course, when I dressed as Yue with my giant wing kit, and I had to go to the bathroom backwards because I literally couldn't back into the stall.
Yeah.
So I had to go sitting forwards facing the wall of the toilet. So I still sat as best as I could.
Kind of had to hover squat.
Exactly. Because I could only get so much of the costume off at a time without having to like go through an ordeal to put everything back on because it was competition time. It's really important, kids, to make plans so that you can sit in your costume and you can go to the bathroom.
Very important things.
Easily. They are very important things. You wouldn't think about it until you can't do it.
And then you're just like, oh. Which is kind of why, I mean, and I know some people make fun of me for doing this and I'm not like 100% period accurate with my Snow White thing, but I'm like, listen, realistically, I'm probably going to be the only person putting this thing on. No one's going to help me. I need to be able to sit and eat and go to the bathroom. And I'm going to make sure that my garment lets me do that. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because it's worked great for me so far. Because that's a need. And I swear, anything that has to deal with cosplay contests, there is always a funny bathroom story. Because people in those crazy ass outfits and the armor, it's like, we can't take any of it off. But we need to in order to go to the bathroom. And of course, competition's about to start. And you're like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, when they give you the option and they're like, all right, 15 minutes to showtime. You've got 15 minutes to go use the bathroom and do whatever you need to do before the show starts. Of course, you're going to take it.
You need to.
You don't want to be caught in the middle of the show. And then all of a sudden you're doing the potty dance.
Yeah, there have been a number of times where I've had to help people like with like lifting up their huge ass hoop skirts or moving petticoats around. Like I've actually had to hold armor pieces for people before. Like it becomes a group effort to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, I've even stood guard at a bathroom to make sure that somebody could use it.
Yes.
In peace without being interrupted because there's not always locks on the door when they have those, you know, single unisex use, you know, open the door. There's one toilet, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, at one of the A-cons where I entered, the women's bathroom was like the line was out the door, but there was nobody in the men's bathroom. So we just started going into the men's.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm not waiting in line. I'm going to the men's bathroom. Bye.
Plenty of people did.
And we all made sure that somebody was watching and we're just letting people know, hey, there's some ladies in here. We'll be out real fast. We'll try.
Yep.
You do what you can when you got to go. On that note,
there are so many more stories we could tell you guys, but I'm pretty sure that this is good for now. We don't want to scare you to the point where you don't want to cosplay for Halloween out of fear that any of these things will happen to you.
Honestly, a lot of the horror stories are just fun little one-offs where you're just like, this silly thing happened to me. Like, oh my goodness, usually not bad. It's just, they're really funny to talk about. Like, guys, I couldn't use the bathroom in this costume. It was really funny.
It's not funny at the time, but afterward, you just kind of roll your eyes and go, well, that was a thing.
It's like, I guess I won't wear that thing again.
Or make changes so that it doesn't happen again.
Or have 10 handlers to hold up your hoop skirt.
But as this is the last episode of 2018, we would sincerely like to thank you guys for sticking with us for sharing the show, for listening to us, for contributing your cosplay horror stories, and contributing to our Discord. And the conversation will go on in our Discord and on all of our social media. So you guys can still find us for the remainder of 2018 via any of our social media accounts, which you can find here. And of course, we encourage you guys to join our Discord and continue the conversation about cosplay. We love you guys very much. Hearts all around. We will miss you guys for the remainder of 2018, but we will be thinking of you and keeping you in our hearts as we are, you know, taking care of life, the universe and everything, healing, taking a short break, coming back recharged and ready to go. Hopefully to see all of you guys the first weekend of 2019. Until then, we will wish you guys happy cosplay and thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Happy cosplaying.